Janet. This is Shira from Family First. How are you doing today?
Hi, Shira.
Hi. So I wanted to let you know I got in the doctor's form and I sent it into the broker's office. How was your assessment yesterday? How did it go?
I called you yesterday, so I couldn't get the contact you. So I called Jasmine. We had a I had to cancel it because we had a, an emergency. We had to leave our house. We had a carbon
dioxide.
Emergency, and everybody was here. Now the man just came back to try to fix it. Fix our heater. So I didn't want them to come over because you know, and we had to leave out anyway. So I had to cancel it, and they canceled it to the next Friday.
Okay.
So, it was never I could do. I did call you, but you didn't answer. So I called Jasmine. Yeah. So it's
okay.
Next Friday. Wait a minute. Is it next Friday? No. Yes. It's next
What's
Friday.
What's the
June,
date?
The 20th between 12 and 2. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I didn't want them to come inside here, you know, because it was all these bad people, the fire department, and everything.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Janet, can I go over some important information in the meantime?
Yes.
I don't want to waste time because you're having the assessment next week. I want to still, like, get things done in between then.
Yes.
Okay? So the thing is, after your assessments, all the information gets sent down to the county, and then they're going to check if you are financially if you're going to be financially approved. So they need some financial information from you, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Did we go through this by any chance? Did we go through this already?
About the bank stuff. And you told me to wait because we were because I tried. Remember, I tried to do it, and they said it gave us a lot of money to do do all that bank statements. Mm-hmm. And then you told me to wait and remind you, but three times did I call you to remind you, you didn't answer. I just was waiting for you to call. It's a lot of money, they said. And I even talked to Jasmine about that, and she said, and the free people had that problem also.
Yeah. So let me just go down the list. Let me just get this down again, okay? Because I'm trying to see here. All right, so let me just ask you some questions, okay?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Are you married?
No, I'm single.
Were you divorced at all?
No.
Do you own your home?
Me and my granddaughter.
Your granddaughter owns it?
Mm-hmm.
So your name is not on it at all?
Yes, my name is on it also.
So, again, are you the first owner of the home?
Yes, me and my granddaughter name is both of our names on here. This is her house and it's my house.
Okay, so we're gonna the county's gonna want the deed.
Okay, I got that.
You got that. Okay. All right. Now, do you have a burial account agreement?
No. I'm gonna tell you something. When I went to The county already had my deed because when I first moved here 2 years ago, I had to go to SSI office, the county office, and get my information and the deed and everything. But if you want me to send it again, I will.
Okay, so just hold on to it because we're gonna need it. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a burial account agreement?
No.
Do you have life insurance?
No.
Do you own any car?
No, I don't own anything but my home, me and my granddaughter.
Okay. Okay. Do you have a 401k or retirement account?
No, I don't work. I'm on SSI.
Okay, so you have SSI. We're going to need the award letter for the SSI.
I got that, too.
You got that, too. Okay. So you have the deed, and you have the award letter. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Fine. Let me see what else. Okay. All right. Now my question for you is, in regards to those bank statements, are you able to? They can't email it to you.
They say it costs money. It costs money. She added last time that I talked to you. Remember she was on the phone with mm-hmm. us. It was me, you, and her. And yeah. she added all that up. And she said that cost over $300 something. She bank. What do you call it? Bank check. I mean, bank statement. And I was telling I forgot because when I told Jasmine, she said she would get back to me, but I forgot to call her back, or she forgot to call me because I don't have no money. Like I said, I'm on SSI.
Okay.
I don't have.
Okay, so let me ask you to just do something. Just do one mm-hmm. thing now. Try and get 2020, 2021.
Hold on for a minute. Yeah, but that's gonna cost. I don't have no money. I got bills. I don't have no money.
1 second. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to try and get 2020 to 2023. I just want you to get January and June statements, not every statement. Just two statements per year.
Wait a minute. Okay. Can you say that again?
So it's 2020.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Let me.
Now I need you to get January.
So that's January?
Yes. Uh-huh. For 2020,
uh-huh.
2021, and 2022. Uh-huh. Just January.
Uh-huh.
And then I just need you to get June. 2020.
Hold on.
2020.
Uh-huh.
And then June. That's it.
June 2020?
2021 and
2022,
yes.
2021. Wait a minute. January 2021, June 2020, June 2021, June 2021 and June 2022.
Perfect.
Okay.
It's six statements in total.
Okay. Six statements. Okay.
All right. That's it. Okay. Get that, and I will talk to you again on Tuesday.
Okay. All right.
All righty.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Try and have it by then.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Bye bye.
They have the award letter.